the dollars and cents of the government shutdown.
Here on the small business land, we're being held hostage.
Drone grounds flights.
They shouldn't be flying them near an airport, period.
Military draft maneuvers.
Should women have to register?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The people are speaking, and 71% in a just-released CBS News poll say a border wall is not worth the government shutdown, and 66% want President Trump to agree to a spending plan that doesn't include money for the wall. On the 33rd day of the shutdown, CBS's Major Garrett says the economic toll is ringing clear.
The president's top economist, Larry Kudlow, could not deny mounting financial worries, even inside the White House.
I have young people on my staff who are concerned, so I get that. I don't want to dance away from that.
The White House estimates the shutdown reduces economic growth by 0.13 percentage points each week, and that private economy turns in part on federal paychecks, the ones that have been missing for nearly a month.
How you doing, man?
Kazee Hassan, operations manager of the America's Best Wings chain in Maryland, has many restaurants located near government buildings.
Our clients are regular customers. They're not showing up for the lunch break.
And while the White House says all will return to normal when the shutdown ends, small business owners across the country like Robert Hoyt may feel it longer.
We've had to let go 12 of our engineering staff.
Hoyt cut staffing by 20% because pending invoices sit unpaid on a furloughed bureaucrat's desk.
I expect it'll make it more challenging for us to bring in new employees.
Some agency leaders are privately fretting over a coming brain drain as high-skilled workers leave for the private sector, and shutdown anxiety drives away potential hires. But those fears have not been enough to forge a compromise.
Well, the shutdown could delay our tax returns, after all. IRS workers have been called back, but hundreds have gotten permission to skip work because of financial hardship, and there are fears that number could surge. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy's got the latest on the State of the Union speech, which is caught up in the wrangling over the government shutdown. House Speaker Pelosi has called for it to be delayed.
The speech is not suspended in the eyes of aides here. One option under consideration is to have President Trump deliver a version of the State of the Union at a rally outside Washington. But the primary goal remains a speech to a joint session of Congress next Tuesday. To that end, the White House has requested a walkthrough of the House chamber.
There's an investigation after a drone in the sky impacted flights at one of the country's busiest airports yesterday. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Pilots approaching Newark Liberty International Airport narrowly averted a potential disaster.
We missed the drone by about 30 feet off our right wing.
The close call forced the FAA to briefly hold all arrivals into Newark, leaving several flights circling the runway.
They didn't tell us anything. We were around.
While typically small, a drone could tear through the body of an aircraft.
Three adults and a 16-year-old are under arrest, accused of plotting to attack a Muslim community west of New York's Catskill Mountains. Patrick Phelan, the police chief in Greece, New York, some 200 miles away where the arrests were made, says guns and homemade explosives were found.
If they had carried out this plot, which every indication is that they were going to, people would have died.
The mother of one of the accused is shocked.
My son is really, he doesn't smoke, drink, or take drugs, you know? He's a good kid. It's just, I never knew something like this could happen.
Well, 3 years after Congress created a panel to study the military's selective service system, CBS's Cammie McCormick says some big changes could be coming.
Recruitment in the military is down, and this commission is looking into how to increase the service participation of all Americans, including whether women should be required to register with the selective service. This found after the shift to an all-volunteer force, family members of service members were more likely to show an interest in signing up. But veterans comprise less than 1% of the population. 4 in 10 Americans say they have never even considered military service. This panel is also looking at the possibility of requiring every young American to complete a period of public service, military or otherwise.
The Kentucky teenager at the center of a viral video is speaking out. Nick Sandman, seen in a stare-down encounter with a Native American activist in Washington, tells NBC's Today Show,
"I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him."
Nathan Phillips said he was trying to defuse a tense situation as groups of people shouted and chanted. And CBS's David Begno tells us,
"The Twitter account that helped spread the initial video has been removed. The user, at 2020 Fight, claimed to be a teacher and an advocate named Talia from California. There was a photo appearing to show Brazilian model and actress Natalia Cardoso. In a statement, a Twitter spokesperson said deliberate attempts to manipulate the public conversation on Twitter by using misleading account information is a violation of the Twitter rules.
A marathon bargaining session in Los Angeles has led to what's called a historic agreement and new day for public education in the city.
Back to work!
It will be back to work this morning. Thousands of striking teachers will be back in their classrooms. Last night, the teachers approved the agreement between their union and the L.A. Unified School District. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti helped bring the two sides together. He says it's a good deal.
It gets to lower class sizes. It gets to proper support staff.
And this parent says her child is ready to go back.
He misses school, and I don't want him to miss anymore.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Denver teachers have voted to strike. A walkout could happen as soon as Monday, but the state could step in to effectively delay a strike for months. There was little doubt Mariano Rivera was getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He and his family celebrated as the dominant Yankees relief pitcher was the first unanimous selection in Hall history. Also in the new class, pitchers Roy Halladay, Mike Mussina, and superstar hitter Edgar Martinez. Millions of TV viewers know Tony Soprano.
Don't be stupid, even in the short term.
Is where the late actor James Gandolfini's 19-year-old son Michael will play a younger version of that character in a prequel movie that's being developed. Pulitzer Prize-winning author and columnist Russell Baker has died at 93. His humor appeared in the New York Times and scores of other papers for decades. The New Orleans City Council may act this week on a measure targeting the National Football League. A wealthy man has bought billboard signs of protest in the Super Bowl city, Atlanta. All that and a lot more has been unfolding since the Saints' crushing and controversial loss to the Rams on Sunday. Here's WWL Radio's Dave Cohen.
Attorneys suing the NFL to force enactment of the rule that allows for replaying a game because of extraordinarily unfair events.
The world knows that the fix is in.
Frank D'Amico Jr. says it's not a publicity stunt. A petition calling for a rematch on change.org has more than 600,000 signatures. Therapists are seeing a rush of clients needing help. And a local medical examiner, Dr. Charles Preston, is weighed in on the death of the Saints season.
We have ruled it a homicide, the murder of the Saints' hopes for the Super Bowl for this year.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.